One thing I've noticed about your coaching is every season kind of has a theme, or at least sometimes it happens organically. Sometimes it's a goal to kind of, hey, this is what we're talking about. This year, you're using the phrase Omaha because we're talking about Peyton Manning calling audibles, and this whole season is going to be Omaha. And I've noticed even when you're on your social media stuff, you're calling Omaha and then letting the kids and the parents know what the changes are.
Oh, boy. Yeah, the weather has been less than cooperative. I mean, so, yeah, we're just, it seems like week to week, we have our best plans and, you know, idea how we want the season to go. And then Mother Nature has other ideas. So that's a little tongue-in-cheek and a little just hopefully a humorous way to deal with some of the frustrations that come with the extra, I don't know, I can't even count. We're on our 12th winter or something now this next week when the next storm hits. So, yeah, it's been a little bit frustrating for sure.
Oop, I think I was turned off there for a second.
Sorry.
Obviously, this past weekend, you had a couple of individuals do really well. I believe Dal mentioned earlier, defending state champions on the boys' side for track and field.
I was saying the cross country is the reigning state champs, thus they did really well in the 3200.
Okay, sorry about that. But you get some individuals coming back from some personal accolades. Is there any sort of mentality that you've noticed there that it leads to any sort of different style of coaching, or do they pretty much self lock back in as soon as it's time for the next event?
I think, you know, each of the kids for either track or cross country kind of have their preferences, and our job as coaches is spend a lot of time working on, you know, the skills, the physical skills that they'll need and the mental skills also. And then it's more of a, nudging and keeping them on track, because, with our sort of events, there's not a lot, there's zero in race strategy that we can deal with in the moment, right? We can't call time out. We can't get a do over. And so we try to kind of give them a quiver of skills that they have, and the best ones are better at locking in with that stuff, and the best ones are resilient when it doesn't go your way, you know. And especially in the outdoor season, we deal with wind, we deal with, you know, the bad weather, you deal with maybe some people didn't show up to you're hoping to race, so to help you run fast, and the best always kind of deal with those little disappointments and are much more resilient for sure.
Speaking of resilience, and you know, we can sit here and talk and joke about the scheduling and the weather and all that kind of stuff, but that really does cause a lot of anxiety from the coaching staff standpoint in terms of, you know, finding meets and being adaptable to getting your kids there. We've already seen it several times this year. In terms of being able to fit that stuff in with the coaching that needs to take place and hopefully the learning that the kids are learning along the way, how has this year compared? I would imagine it's been a little more challenging than normal.
It's always a little bit of a challenge, right? I mean, we are in the mountains, we're in the West, and yeah, this year's been super tough. And so, you know, and it's not only just finding a meet is finding the right meets for the right kids, you know, cause so, some are more advanced, more experienced, you know, they need the tougher competition, and we have others with that, you know, we got some great, freshman classes the last couple of years, and we want to make sure we're keeping those kids out and that they're having the right developmental experience for their level too, because we don't really have like a lot of ball sports. We don't have a freshman program and a JV program per se. So with a staff of six coaches and 140 kids, we're trying to do our best by them, and it causes, like I say, it can be a little stressful sometimes for sure.
And obviously you just mentioned a very large group of kids. Not every person's going to respond to every situation the same way. But for the most part, what has been your experience to this point with how the team has handled the constant changes in the scheduling and the, you get all amped up, you're ready to go, you're thinking you're going to go run the hurdles today, and instead, oopsie daisies, snowfall, day off.
Yeah, I think they're used to it, but man, it's amazing how much easier it is on everybody when that sun's shining. You know, the first part of this week when the weather was nice, you know, our smiles per capita were a lot bigger, and kids were enjoying it a lot more. You know, it's easy to lock in and push yourself and enjoy yourself when you're not also worried about, you know, frostbite. We could use some more of those days just to, you know, and sometimes we've had meets, you know, that title run in 2010, the snow collapsed our tent at the state meet in Casper at the end of May. And I mean, it happens. We need to be ready to be able to compete in those conditions. But like I say, there's a lot more smiles when you can get a little bit of a sunburn and don't feel like in the middle of the Eskimo nightmare, you'd taken off 52 layers every time it's time to compete. So, we're hoping for some warmer weather, but the kids have been good about it.
Well, speaking of some of the responses, you were able to compete at the Bonneville Invitational earlier this week on Wednesday. And you look at a senior like Ava Morgan. She's a veteran of the snow wars as a senior. She won the 100-meter hurdles and then also won the triple jump. But in the triple, she is right there to set a new school record. Let's talk about Ava just a little bit, because you talk about keeping kids out and keeping them interested, and then hopefully they improve over the course of their career, and she's a perfect example of that.
Yeah, for sure. She's worked tremendously hard. You know, this winter she did a little double duty with her cheer duties and with their delays, again, their weather delays and excuse me, helping us out during state indoor. A little heartbreak there. She's had her eye on that record, and when she bounced that jump out there, they mismeasured it, and they actually measured on the wrong side of the line. And so said she had jumped 36.4 or something like that. And Coach Johnson had picked up on that, and he's like, it's a school record. We better remeasure that. And then the lady measured it correctly. So again, talking about that resilience, right? She just be able to bounce back and come back and do her other events and keep plugging along. So, we had some good things. There's some great duels in the throws with Shaylee and Abby. You know, Abby is a freshman's winning the whole thing until the very last throw. Colt had a great competition. Well, he won the shot, and then in the disc, came down to the final throw also. It was fun to watch, because he kind of had a giant Colt Sotelo, and then the kid from Blackfoot, whose name's Rowdy. I don't know if you ever want to try to throw anything further than a guy named Rowdy. But he was about half the size, but, you know, incredibly explosive, fast across the ring. And Colt was leading going into finals, and then first throw of finals, Rowdy passed him up a little bit and came all the way down to the very last throw. You know, the top thrower going in goes last, and so kind of a thrower's version, I guess, of a walk-off homer, because Rowdy was winning. He threw, I think, 133, and Colt was sitting at 129 or something, and Colt stepped up there last throw and chucked it out there 135 feet for the win. And so we were super pleased how they competed. You know, we're still talking through some of those kids that get frustrated, like, well, this isn't going as well as I'd hoped, and I'm like, yeah, well, we haven't thrown a lot of disc in the hall of the high school, you know. So trying to keep expectations real, but get kids moved along. So that's seems to be the game we're playing right now.
Yeah, I don't know that they designed the hallways for that when they built that school.
That's pretty short-sighted of them, don't you think? That's what I say. Yeah. I mean, I need to start playing and winning the lottery so I can get this. Yeah, we can dome our track or something, you know, like build us an indoor facility or something.
So coming up here on the schedule, I got to ask, do you have any – Are there any particular meets or events that you always circle every year or this year that you have any particular excitement for, or are you just taking it one meet at a time at the moment?
Well, everything's kind of aimed towards, obviously, at the end of the year, you know, region and state, we're pre-qualifying a few kids, are hitting their marks. But that's kind of what we look forward to. And then, again, it just kind of depends on the kid. You know, we enjoy our Dave Draney. It's looking a little precarious right now with the weather. And so, again, we're hoping that the weather will shift here, make a final decision on it on Monday. Always, we don't get a lot of opportunities to compete in front of the home crowd. So hopefully we can, if we can't hold it this Wednesday, we can reschedule. Other than that, some of the bigger meets, the Tiger Grizz is a big 2-day meet. We've got a few kids that'll qualify for the BYU meet, which traditionally gets us some great marks, especially in the distance events. If we can get kids qualified for that. And so, but again, we're kind of a tale of two cities between our young kids and then some of our older experienced kids. So I don't know that there's one in particular that, you know, is going to be best for everybody. We just try to use the season schedule the best we can to prep each kid. And so we can be at our best, in Casper at the end of May.
Head coach Ty Draney checking in with us this week on a season of adaptation. Coach Draney, anything we haven't touched on that you might want to mention before we let you go?
I don't think so. We'll just get the farmers to quit praying for more moisture and give the track coaches a month. I'd appreciate it.
You only ask it for a month.
Our season's over in a month from Thursday, so that's all we need. You know, pray for a good rainstorm in June, and that would be appreciated. We could use some warm weather.
There you go, some words of faith there from head coach Ty Draney and the outdoor track program. Coach Draney, thanks again for your time this morning.
All right, appreciate it. Thanks, Doc.